This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by H&S Estate Garden, the Flight Grill at Pima Air and Space Museum, and PETA Jungle.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure,
direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
...the Fred and Jeff Show.
Well, I don't mean maybe. Like the man says, baby, just in time, I found you just in time, before you came, my time was running low. Yes, I was lost, the losing dice were tossed, my bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go. Now you're here, and now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear, I found my way. For love came just in time, you found me just in time, and changed my lonely life that lovely day.
And you are all just in time for the Fred and Jeff Show. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronson. I'm here with my little brother Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And you just heard A Touch of Grey, which is a barbershop group comprised of Bill Archambault, Jim Hart, Ken Sylvia, and Don Lightfoot. Thanks, guys, for that little tune.
You're welcome.
It's radio. You got to say something. All right. That was excellent, guys. Thanks.
Thank you. All right. So, you know, this is the part of the show where we have our community calendar. And with us today is Frank Hartline, who's a barbershop guy. And they have a big program coming up next week. So, Frank, what's going on?
Well, now, Frank, you're the immediate past president of the Tucson Barbershop Chorus, right?
Yes, yes. Uh-huh.
What is the Tucson Barbershop Chorus?
Well, the chorus is the local chapter of the Tucson or the Barbershop Harmony Society, which is the largest men's singing group in the United States. Over 25,000 men around the country and now overseas sing four-part a cappella harmony to each other every week, and then go out and try to preserve our this American art form of four-part barbershop music.
When did this art form start?
Well, it started way back at the turn of two centuries ago when men didn't have TV or this wonderful radio station and made their own music out on the street corner and in the barbershops. That's where men went to relax and talk to each other and sing to each other. So that kind of died out when radio and TV came along and became kind of an American art form, a little bit like jazz. It's unique to the United States. And our society didn't start till 1938. And here in Tucson, our own chapter was 1947. So we've been here, 65 years plus, and we've just... keep this art form going and sing to each other and get the youth involved, and we're trying to pass it on to a new generation.
Now, how are you getting the youth involved?
Well, every year we have something called a Youth and Harmony Festival. We go to all the school systems in the Tucson area, and some come down from Phoenix to sing in it. And we bring in clinicians from our national headquarters.
Clinicians?
Clinicians, even. A guy and
a
gal.
So you're doing physicals and stuff like that?
Well, no. They they do clinics on how to sing properly, and particularly in four-part harmony, where you have, you know, a high part, a middle part, and two essentially lower parts. We can demonstrate with our talent here if you want. But
I love the terminology that you use.
What's that?
The talent. So these four guys behind you, you're referring to them as the talent.
Oh, they are talented because many of us, you know, sing with a group, and every once in a while we'll, like in singing Valentine's coming up this Valentine's Day, we'll go out into the public and sing. But these guys actually practice a lot and have their own program, and they are called the Touch of Grey.
Touch of Grey.
As you can see why.
Now, do you guys, who's the spokesperson for the Touch of Grey?
Not me.
No, so far, no takers.
I'll take it.
All right, step up to the microphone. I got a question for you.
Okay, fine.
Now, which of the Touch of Grey gentlemen are you?
I'm Don Lightfoot.
Okay, Don, which part of the four part do you sing?
I sing the high part. I'm a tenor.
Okay. And how long have you been doing barbershop quartet singing?
Oh, barbershop quartet singing, I started back in the 60s, did it for about 10 years. I sang in a quartet in Philadelphia, kind of got away from it. And then when my kids were growing up, I got back into barbershop harmony. So basically my membership is about 24 years in the society.
Now, did you take this up in college?
I did sing in college. I sang with the gospel team, and we did some barbershop quartet singing as well.
It's fantastic. So what's your guy's favorite song to sing?
Well, the one we started off with, Just in Time, and also The Mailman Passes By, which I believe we may do at the end.
All right. Very good. Very good. And so how did the four of you guys get together?
Well, when I moved out here, I joined the chorus. I'm from the Philadelphia area.
Okay.
Basically, I last lived in New Jersey and then moved out here. And I was already a chorus member back east. I sang with two choruses back there. So I found the Tucson chorus and started attending the rehearsals. And they heard me sing, and they were desperate for a tenor. So there I am. Yeah.
And you fit the bill.
Yeah.
Nice work.
I enjoy it.
Frank, you were telling us about singing Valentines.
Yes. Every year our fundraiser, we're a nonprofit and go out into the community trying to, we go to civic events, baseball games, toros.
We missed the toros.
U of A. Oh boy!
This year, I think we got four chihuahuas.
Yeah,
three chihuahuas.
Three chihuahua games, and then goodbye. I hope we get it back.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's fun for us. We would go out and sing the national anthem, and we also go to the U of A and sing for their events and in hospitals and civic events. But to raise money for our music and we have a full time director, Dayland Cook, and. And in order to cover all those expenses, we go out into the community and deliver singing Valentines. Four guys like these gentlemen here go out in tuxes and sing two love songs to your special someone.
No way!
And then give her a rose and a card from you. You're a hero for about 3 weeks after that.
I need this.
All of us need this.
Can I have you guys on call?
Oh, yeah.
You know, like every Sunday morning, maybe, you can just kind of show up
and get
me out of trouble.
That might work for a while, but...
That's awesome, guys.
We do it this year, 14, 15 February, but...
Okay, so let me back up for a minute.
Okay.
So y'all will go out and sing Valentine songs to those of us men who are trying to impress our significant other.
Yes, although every once in a while a lady buys one and we get to sing to a guy.
All right, that's great.
Kind of uncomfortable sometimes, but it was it works.
Good times.
It works.
So how do folks get a hold of you to do that?
Well, the best way is to call our chorus number, which is 520-770-8660. And then you'll find little tabs on there to either you want to come down and sing with us, press one, that sort of thing. If you want to get us to come to sing for your event, like you have a party here at the radio station, we'll come and sing for you. Bring our quartets or the full chorus, depending on what you need.
The full chorus. How many? Tell us about this chorus.
Well, we probably have about 65 on the rolls. About 40 of them are active full-time singers that... So if you come to our annual show here on February 22nd, we'll be having all 40 up there singing with guest quartets.
And you've got – now tell us about that. You've got a show on the 22nd?
Yes, Saturday afternoon, 3 p.m. at the St. Andrews Presbyterian Church, that large church over on the other side of Oracle Road. Has a really nice stage, about 800 seats, and we're going to do our annual show there this year. Doo-wop music. So we're singing an offshoot, really, of barbershop, which is an offshoot of a lot of other men singing back in the early part of America, and we love doing it. So we're going to do some Beach Boys, some Neil Sedaka, you know, things like that.
That's very cool. And how do folks get more information about that?
Same phone number, which is 770-8660, and... press, I think, number 5, and you'll get a guy talking to you about tickets. Or you can come on to our website, www.TucsonBarbershopHarmony.org, and there'll be information on there on how to get tickets.
Oh, that's fabulous. And we'll link you guys on the FredandJeff.com webpage. So, folks, if you want to get more information, go to FredandJeff.com. We'll have the link to the Tucson Barbershop What it now?
Harmony.org.
Tucson Barbershop, harmony.org.
Yep.
All right. So I think you guys got one more number for us as we head into our first break.
Yeah. What's the mailman.
The mailman passes by, and I just wonder why. He never stops to ring my front door bell.
He never rings my front door bell.
There's not a single line from that old love of mine. No, not a word since I last heard farewell. That's the reason that I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. Oh, yeah. And make believe it came from you, came from little old you.
I'm gonna
write words oh so sweet. They're gonna knock me off my feet.
A lot of kisses
on the bottom. I'll be glad I got 'em.
Whoa.
I'm gonna smile and say I hope you're feeling better,
much better.
And close with love the way you do. Yes, you do.
I'm gonna
sit right down and write myself that letter. And make believe it came from you, my dear. Since you stop writing me, I'm worried as can be. Gotta find a way to feel okay again. So here's my plan.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. And make believe it came from you. I'm gonna write words oh so sweet. They're gonna knock me off my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got 'em. I'm gonna smile and say I hope you're feeling better. And close with love the way you do. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself that letter.
Oh yeah,
and then I'll make believe it came from Y-O-U. I'm gonna
make believe it came from you.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Anthony Cigar Emporium, the Downtown Tucson Partnership, and Sleeping Frog Farms.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeff.
That is exactly right.
And we invite F-R-E-D? we invite you to visit us at fredandjeff.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and even subscribe to this tome of wisdom and entertainment on iTunes. Now, Jeffrey.
Yes, Fred.
We just had some phenomenal barbershop.
That was a good times.
Yeah, and we didn't have a chance to talk about all the stuff coming up in the community.
Yeah, what is going on right now other than, you know, the gem show's winding down, getting ready for match play and the rodeo?
Yeah.
Crazy stuff going on here in town.
Well, the nuns will beat me if I don't talk about this.
Good. They need to beat you.
It's the Vatican Observatory Seminar being held on Thursday, February 20th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Stewart Observatory. Now, you know, the Vatican's telescope is run by the University of Arizona.
Correct.
And they're going to have this big old seminar. And it's very, you know, this is very interesting to me because.
What is that, Fred?
The Catholic Church, who tortured Galileo, is now embracing science. And
when did you become like a history PhD?
I'm not history.
Well, you got to let some of this stuff go.
No, I'm not going to let these things go.
You know when the nuns beat you with the ruler back in grade school?
That'll be my
Inquisition.
That's going to be part of my epitaph is about the nuns beating me.
Fred wouldn't let it go.
That's right.
So we let him go.
there will be pictures of rulers and knuckles on my tombstone.
Beautiful.
So
remember when we had Father Coin on? He was the Vatican Observatory chieftain.
Yeah, he was the director.
Yep.
So the new director is going to be at the seminar.
Nice.
The Reverend Jose Funes is going to be there talking about
To I the guarantee edge, you that's not how you pronounce that name.
Probably. To the Edge of the Universe.
Cool.
Reverend Paul Gabor will be there.
Yeah.
He's the vice director of the observatory, talking about Are We Alone in the Universe? I think it's an intriguing, provocative topic.
Well, you're here. I'm here. So we're definitely not alone.
Well, that's true.
God. Is there anybody else out there?
Yeah, there's a couple other people who will be there. If you want to go and have a good time, please RCP to 520-621-2289. And we'll have that information on the website at friendjeff.com.
And folks, go out and get your flu shot.
That worked so well for you, didn't it?
You got to get it. Even if you get the flu, you still got to get the flu shot.
No, you don't. I haven't had a flu shot in my whole life.
Which is not fair because I get a flu shot every year, and every year I get clobbered.
Yeah, and I am healthy as a horse.
So?
Yeah, I don't have the flu.
What else is going on out there?
Even though you exposed me to it, I'm still standing.
Yes, I try to expose you to a lot of things, Fred.
Yeah, so the Puppet Cabaret is coming up on Saturday, February 22nd.
Good times, good times.
And this is an adults-only show.
My mind is running amok.
At Puppets Among Us.
Yeah, yeah.
So it'll be adult themes in the puppetry. So they're going to have artists from across the community doing really, really little short things, cabaret style. And that's at Puppets Among Us on this coming Saturday, February 22nd.
Cool.
This Tuesday is Viva La Viral.
At the Loft,
which is part of the Happy Tuesday program.
Dude, the Loft, I just got the Loft newsletter in the mail not too long ago. The lineup for this month is fantastic.
The lineup for every month is fantastic.
Yeah, folks, go and support the good work done at the Loft. Yeah, be a member of the Loft.
Last couple of things, Jeff, for me at least, we are gearing up for the March 29th Hard Charge obstacle course run.
Yeah, I got to get ready.
You have a month and a half.
Okay, I better do something.
Yeah, you better do something. 20 obstacles, 4 miles. We want you all to help participate with us. We're going to have Team Fred and Jeff.
Team Fred. Where's Jeff?
He's at the bar with the cocktails.
Yeah.
So,
a bit of the black early in the morning is good for you, Fred.
Yeah, so that's March 29th. Get ready for the Hard Charge. And we thank our friends at X Racewear. I always say that. X Racewear.
You said that correctly.
Good. Who helped us out to get those guys and get us involved in the race.
And then finally, don't forget the Beads of Courage. Get your bead, take it to an amazing event, and then share that with a little person.
You want to talk about that?
Well, I just did. So don't forget Beads of Courage. And if you want more information
on carry a bead program.
Right. If you want more information on this stuff, head over to fredandjeff.com. And we're going to take a quick break. Unless you got something else, real quick.
You know, the last thing, I just like saying this because I think it's so cool, is the Planetary Society is providing everybody in the universe, or at least on this planet, an opportunity to send a message to Bennu. Which is the asteroid that Osiris...
Pay me the $20 you owe me.
Yeah, it's the asteroid that Osiris-Rex is going to visit. You will have an opportunity to put your name on Osiris-Rex as it travels to visit Bennu and bring back samples from the universe.
Awesome.
So that's
a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Well, there's more. That's not all of it. We haven't even scratched the surface. So folks, get out there and meet your neighbor because that's how you make Tucson a great place to live. Farmers markets, all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah, so should we do a
quick break?
Should we do a
quick break?
Barbershop duet on the way out?
Yeah, what do you want to sing?
I don't know.
Sweet Adeline.
Sure. Sweet Adeline.
The end. Here you go. We'll see you right after the break, folks, here on The Fred and Jeff Show. This portion of The Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Contracting, Casa de la Luz Hospice, and 1702 Craft Pizza and Beer.
Now, time for more of The Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth. Thank you.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson. Hey, Fred.
What?
I can play the guitar, can't I? That was after two lessons, Fred. Two lessons.
That was actually Grammy Award winner David Russell playing guitar.
Yes, it was. Beautifully, David.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Very nice.
Thanks a lot.
All right. What was the name of that piece?
The Spanish name, it's called Recuerdos de la Alhambra, and it's by a fellow called Francisco Tárrega, who was a great guitarist died just at the beginning of the 20th century. So he's really 19th century.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, why'd you pick that song to play for us?
It's a lovely, beautiful piece for guitar, and it's also very famous. It's one of the famous pieces for classical guitar.
So. It's great. It's excellent. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
All right.
So, Dave's in studio with us, along with Julia Purnett and Gus Woodrow, and they're part of the Tucson Guitar Society, and they got all sorts of stuff going on that I had no idea. Yeah.
How is that possible? You know everything.
I know nothing.
Well, clearly. I'm going to start referring to you as Schultz.
The more you know, the less you know.
It's a song, I think, right, Fred?
I don't know, probably.
So, Julia, what is your role with the Tucson Guitar Society?
I'm chairman.
Chairman of the Guitar Society.
I am, indeed.
And what kind of a guitar do you play?
I don't play guitar.
So one of those true music lovers that's out there making sure that the rest of us get to hear great music.
I don't have a musical bone in my body, but I know how to write checks.
Good for you. How'd you get involved in the guitar?
Wait. No, it's R-O-N-S-T-A-B-T. And make it out to cash.
Yeah, he's your middle name, right?
Yeah.
Now, how did you get involved in the Guitar Society?
I wrote a check.
Really?
I did. I went to a concert and loved it, and there was almost no one there. I felt so sorry for the Tucson Guitar Society that I sent them a check. I was living in Chicago at the time, and I guess they liked it because they immediately called me and asked me to go on the board, which I did, and then the chairman resigned, and so here I am.
And here you are. And now, what's the mission of the society?
To support guitar, and we do all aspects of it. We have a regular community event in which everyone is invited to come. There is no charge. You don't have to be a member, and you can play. You can play guitar, you can play ukulele, you can play mandolin. Any fretted instrument is fine. That's the first Thursday of every month at the Woods Library.
Now, where's the Woods Library?
It's on First, in between Fort Lowell and Prince.
Okay, on the west side of the street.
And we also have an all-guitar orchestra, which anybody who can read music can play in. There is a fee because we have to pay a conductor to run the show. They give two concerts a year. And then I run an international performing artist series, and David, of course, is on that. He will be playing for us March 1st and 2nd, two concerts, a Saturday night and a Sunday matinee.
Oh, that's great. David, do you live in Tucson?
No, I live in Spain.
In España?
In España, exactly.
And so you just flew in for the concert?
Well, in fact, I've been coming to Tucson, we worked out, since 34 years ago. There's the guitar department of the university brought me in, I said, 34 years ago the first time. But now I'm part of the faculty in the sense that I'm a visiting artist. So I come and teach all the students every year. I'm here usually for 10 days or so. And so that's why I'm here just now.
That's
also
great.
Also for the concerts for the Guitar Society.
Well, we're really pleased to have you.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. For me, it's like home away from home. I love being here.
How'd you find Tucson?
Well, originally, the person that is the professor at the university, Tom Patterson, when he came to audition for the post, which is 34 years ago, he was teaching in Bellingham at that time. And we were friends, so he asked me, would I do his work for him while he came down to audition for the post? And so that's how I first found out where Tucson was on the map.
No kidding.
And almost immediately after that, I came and visited, and I've been coming since then.
And where are you originally from?
I'm from Scotland.
From Scotland?
Yeah.
Where in Scotland?
I was born in Glasgow.
You know, they have excellent Italian food in Glasgow.
They do, yeah. Italian ice cream, you know, made by Italians. It's the best ice cream in the world.
I believe it.
Especially when it's cold, that's when ice cream is really good.
Because the Scottish food is not so good.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, the art of making a haggis is something really special.
Well, there's an old Mike Meyer joke about every aspect of Scottish cuisine is based on a dare.
A dare, yes, that's right. Well, you know, in Scotland, you say, what is a haggis made of? It says, every part of the sheep that they couldn't sell to the English.
Very good. Very good. That's excellent. So, and you've been playing guitar for your whole life?
Yeah, but I lived in Spain from a very young age. So although I'm Scottish and my family is all Scottish, we moved to Spain when I was a little boy. And so I'm kind of, in many ways, Spanish as well.
All right. And tell us about winning a Grammy. That's crazy.
Well, winning a Grammy is a strange thing because you don't. It's not like a competition that you go in for. You know, like Gus here knows exactly what it's like. You go for a competition, you work for it. Grammy just like suddenly they phone you up and said, "Hey, you're nominated." And the winning is it's actually for a CD, for a recording, obviously, because the Grammy is to do with recording. And I'd made this CD that year of mostly South American classical music, you would say, and when I was nominated, I thought, well, fantastic, that's already like a prize.
Sure.
It makes you feel really happy. And my wife said, you know, we're going to go to L.A. That's where they were doing it. Because classical musicians, especially soloists, don't get nominated very often. You know, there are very few Grammys for the classical world. It's not like nobody's going to walk away with 5 or 8 Grammys that you see sometimes on the other Grammys.
Unless their last name is Gaga.
Well, there, yeah. I mean,
yeah, but yeah.
I'll go for that name one day.
Or peas.
Yeah, the latest version of Beethoven's Fifth isn't going to be collecting.
Well, it's hard, but it does sometimes happen. So we went there really just like the other guys that were nominated were fabulous, famous people and things. So we'll go for the party, you know. And so it was a big surprise to actually. When they called my name, you know, I popped out of the seat. I don't believe this, but still, I'll go for it.
Do you think that they chose you because you were the only guy that showed up?
I don't know, but I don't know if they knew.
I'm just teasing you.
I hadn't thought about that, but...
No, hey, David's here. Let's get it to him. He'll look good.
Yeah, right. It really doesn't look good when somebody has to go out, because a lot of them that we saw the ceremony, a lot of people are not there.
I'm just teasing you. That's fantastic, okay. Darst.
And after all, he's got 27 CDs, so only one of them won the Grammy.
There you go.
27. Well, you're a busy man.
Well, it's great to be able to record. You know, it's an exciting thing. And for a musician, even though you say, well, how many CDs can you put on the market? But it's really satisfying to be able to record music. We have great repertoire, and it's fabulous.
Now, when's the show? When are you performing for the public?
Beginning of March, the 1st and 2nd of March. The 1st is on evening, Saturday evening, is that
Saturday
right?
Saturday evening.
And then Sunday is a matinee.
And where's the performance?
In Hosclaw Hall.
Okay.
It's the School of Music on campus.
Right.
And you can get more information about it on my website, which is TucsonGuitarSociety.org.
Excellent. And tickets are available?
They are available.
We want to sell out the room, everyone to hear there. Now, is it just you performing by yourself?
It's just me. I'm going to entertain everyone myself.
Oh, that's awesome. That'll be great. I'm looking forward to that event.
Great.
So, all right. So we have to take a quick break.
Yes, right.
And then we've got one last segment here to meet young Gus, who is our local guitar prodigy.
So go that far.
Well,
I don't know. So, folks, stick around. We got much more fun here on the Fred and Jeff Show.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by H&S Estate Garden, the Flight Grill at Pima Air and Space Museum, and PETA Jungle.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Chukchon.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
Correct. Nice work, Fred.
And we invite you to visit us at FredandJeff.com, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and even subscribe to this tome of wisdom and entertainment on iTunes. Now, Jeffrey, we're getting bonuses this week as far as entertainment goes.
Absolutely.
We have barbershop. We have classical guitar.
We got a Grammy Award winner in the studio with us today.
Absolutely.
And, Fred, we've never had that.
No.
We've had, like, guys that make movies.
We had a guy named Grammy, I think.
We had a guy named Grammy, yeah, yeah. We had a girl, I think, named Grammy, too.
Oh, really?
We might have even had an Oscar.
We might have had...
And an Emmy.
We might have had a grandma called Grammy.
Maybe. You're stretching it there, Fred. Okay. Please don't lie to our listeners. Sorry, Mom.
So, yeah, our one listener. So, in studio with us is Grammy Award winner David Russell, and he's here as a guest artist at the University of Arizona. He's got a concert coming up early March. Also is Gus Woodrow, who is a University of Arizona student, and the chairperson of the Tucson Guitar Society, Julia Pernay, is with us as well.
So, Julia, as the chair of the Guitar Society, I think it's really important for our listeners to understand that you guys and folks like David, who are visiting artists through the University of Arizona, have this wonderful relationship that benefits kids like Gus and our community.
Definitely. We collaborate all the time with the university. The Bolton Guitar Studies program is terrific and has a lot of wonderful young guitarists. So we offer them the chance to play at our community events, of course. We support them in their quest for going to competitions and help them make progress toward a career, which is really great.
Right. Well, and you're exposing them to talents like David, who are not only Grammy Award winner, and David, don't get a big head because now I'm
scratching up.
But, I mean, you guys, you're an amazing artist that you're actually having one-on-one time with these young adults.
All of my performers give master classes to the students.
That's
so
great.
So David, in fact, has a master class Monday night, which is open to the public. Anybody can come and watch good students study with a great master. And it's really fascinating to watch how musicians discuss music and communicate what's supposed to be going on in a piece. I love it. I think it's as interesting as concerts.
That's awesome. That's tomorrow night?
No, yes, tomorrow night.
Is that at Holst Claw as well?
It is indeed, 6 to 9 o'clock.
Open to the public?
Open to the public at no fee.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic. So you heard that here too, folks. I mean, tomorrow night, head on over to Holst Claw from 6 to 9, and you'll get to see music dissected and played in probably a way you've never seen it before.
And I agree. I mean, the rehearsal process is phenomenal.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And then, of course, you can hear David play himself March 1st and 2nd.
That'll be good times as well. Probably more fun because, I mean, your repertoire is huge.
Yeah, both things are fun. You know, the master classes are, it's interesting because you'll hear the good young players that are, you know, some of the fabulous talent that is there. And my job is to, well, dissect, as you said, Julia, but also to help and inspire them how to practice, how to develop. Sometimes there are small things that can bring a piece to life, etc., that you can see the entrails of the piece of music, you know, because that's basically what we do, and hopefully then finish it off to make it really polished. And so with Gus, I've heard many times, he's a fantastic player, and it's exciting for me also because I get to see how they progress over the years.
Well, now, Gus, where are you from?
I'm originally from Holland, but I've lived in Tucson most of my life, and I've grown up watching David Russell's master classes since I was probably 7 or 8 years old, and that actually was a really big factor in making me decide that I wanted to pursue guitar professionally.
So this is like a dream come true right here.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. I mean, you know, it's all too easy to take it for granted that we have this world-famous, incredible legend of guitar that comes and we get to hang out with him every year and learn with all these master classes and see him in concert every year. Because he's such a down-to-earth person. And when you really get that kind of regular connection with these artists, you feel, you kind of break down the fourth wall and you feel that you know them a little better and you get a better sense of who they actually are and what they do, and you learn more that way.
Now, how did you find your way from Holland to Tucson?
My parents are both classical musicians as well, and my parents grew up here, actually, back in the day. One of my parents did, and so we moved back to be with family and everything. And you know, it's wonderful to be in Tucson because Tucson is such a fantastic place for guitar. It's really, really one of the best in the world.
And when did you know that the guitar was what you wanted to play?
I was a big Beatles fan when I was a young kid, so pretty much from age, I would say 5 or 6, I really showed an interest in it. But then I wasn't sure that I wanted to be a classical guitarist until I started seeing some really high-quality guitar concerts when I was a little older, and I realized, you know, wow, this instrument isn't just useful in pop
she
music.
Loves you,
and, yeah, exactly, and which is wonderful music too. But it can stand on its own as this beautiful, melodic, incredible, diverse thing that you can just express yourself in limitless ways with.
And what's the ultimate dream?
I mean, the ultimate dream is to do what David's doing and
move to Spain, hang out with the hot chicks, you know, that kind of stuff.
I mean, potentially, sure. I'm not going to rule that out. No, I mean, but just to be able to meet so many amazing people and share my music with as many people as he is able to. I mean, you, of course, have to put in the work, and no one's put in more work than David to get to that level. But it's inspiring to see that and how much good he does, even outside of music, with bringing... you know, doing charity work and that kind of thing, being able to go to all these different places and just share ideas with lots of different people. I think that's really special.
So what was the aha moment that you got from David as you have been progressing in your knowledge of the guitar?
Well, I think that probably just the first time I heard David in concert, it sounds so sappy, but the first time I heard David in concert, I mean, he plays unlike any other artist out there. And it was... I don't know, it's just you feel a very special connection, especially when you hear it in a beautiful hall like Holzklau, where the acoustics are so perfectly designed. You really just, the guitar will reach out and grab you, and you get instantly immersed in the sound. And I think once you really just discover the sound of the guitar, it hooks you, and no turning back. You know?
That's awesome. Yeah. David, Gus is, I mean, you're providing this fabulous gift to Gus. Did anyone do that for you when you were his age?
Really, my father, actually. My father taught me. He's an artist, but not a guitarist, but he plays guitar. And he had a fantastic collection of ancient 78 RPM recordings of Andrés Segovia. So I grew up with that music at home, and basically from a very young age, I thought I was going to be a guitarist.
No kidding.
What I wanted to be, you know, and so there was no doubt all through my life that I wanted to play.
And how did you take your knowledge, the craft of playing that instrument, to the level today? I mean, practice,
yeah.
But was there someone that made an impact on you?
Many different people, yeah. I studied in London. You know, although I lived in Spain, it was during Franco's time, and at that time it was not very easy for foreign people to study in the conservatory, in the music conservatory. So... I moved to London I was 16 years old, and I lived in a family of musicians, and suddenly I realized just how high the level is in technically and in terms of knowledge and in terms of expression, because these people were just wonderful players. The owner of the house that I lived in was the first violinist of the Philharmonia and of the English Chamber Orchestra.
Wow.
And so he's totally world-class player. And they practiced a lot of hours, you know. And so I just realized, if you want to do this properly, you have to put the time in. But, you know, if you want to be a professional tennis player, just think how much time Rafael Nadal spends or whatever. And it goes really with everything, that if really to reach totally a top level, you really have to work. But it has to be satisfying, you know. And for me, it was purely, pure satisfaction to practice and to see the progress I was making. So, you know, I'd see Gus and the other students making their progress, and those that put the work in, they get better. And, you know, playing guitar is fun. Playing guitar well is even more fun. You know? So it's worth it. You know, it's,
oh, yeah.
Although there are, of course, days that you think, God, I wish I'd chosen something easier. But there are other jobs that you see that I think I prefer mine.
Yo, absolutely. So what's the difference between someone who can read the music and play the song and then someone that can read the music and feel the song? How do you teach that music?
Well, I think the thing that you can perhaps maybe not teach as such, but inspire, is sharing the music. So if you play it in such a way that you're playing it for other people, you will give it your expression. Your own personality will start to go into it. So if you simply read the music and play the notes, it'll sound nice, but it won't necessarily communicate. And really, the emotion that music offers is that sense of communication, especially as a soloist, where it's one person sitting on stage sharing the piece. And I want to share the enthusiasm I have for this piece with my listeners. And that can be done in so many different ways. And so I would say, rather than telling Gus exactly what to do with the phrase, I can tell him my way. But if I can inspire him to find his own personality and share that, he's going to be successful as a player.
So can you give us an example with...
Okay, let's see.
Let's do this, because you know we're closing down on the show.
Right.
Time-wise. And we have some stuff to give away real quick.
Okay, cool.
So let's give a dozen roses from Mayfield Florist to the first person who emails me at fredandjeff.com, or
fred@fredandjeff.com. Right.
And this will be, I'll have a pocket full of PETA jungle cards Monday night at the master's class. So anybody who hunts me down Monday night, I'll have a few PETA jungle cards.
$25 gift certificates to PETA jungle.
Yeah. So
just to come over and say, hey, Fred, how you doing?
Yeah, I heard you on the show. So
perfect.
So anybody who visits me over at the master works rehearsal, we'll get a card.
Very cool.
So we can just scoot out of here with some beautiful music.
How much time do we have left?
Time for a song.
Okay. So we have time for a song, but again, I'm real curious how you...
Okay, I'll do a really quick thing. Say you've got this really pretty tune that goes... You could play that really boring and flat, or you can give it some life. Do you hear the difference?
Absolutely.
Etc. You know, it's almost like talking. You know, somebody could say, I'm going to play this piece by Isaac Albeniz. Or you can say, I'm going to, like you guys speak on the radio. I mean, you make things sound really interesting, you know, by the way you talk.
We're so lucky.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I mean, it's what you... So really, we're doing a similar thing, but with our music.
Okay, so this piece you're going to play, what's the name of this piece?
This is a piece called Capricho Catalán.
Capricho?
Catalán.
Catalán.
By Albeniz.
By Albeniz. Now, folks, we're going to run out of time, but if you go to the fredandjeff.com website, we'll have the whole song on there for you to listen to. So, ladies and gentlemen, David Russell, David, you guys, Gus, thanks so much for being on the show. Thanks for what you do for Tucson. Tucson Guitar Society, fantastic. Thank you so much.
Come hear David's concert.
Absolutely. Don't miss David's concert, March 1st and 2nd at Old Sklaw. Maestro?
Here we go.